Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents With All Your Heart, Living Joyfully Through Allegiance to King Jesus by Christine Hoover, narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. Part 1. A King and a Kingdom. 1. Broken Hearts. Grieved and starved. That's how my husband, Kyle, described our current state. We'd been tracing the back roads on a scenic loop we take when we need to be together for a few moments without the kids. Rain splashed gray against the car's windshield, mirroring the dejection we'd been laboring to diagnose in ourselves. His words found their landing, and I knew them as true so deep inside that I instinctively doubled over into a wailing sob. My hands flew to my face, seeking to muffle the sound, as if by doing so I might stuff the emotions back inside, or somehow hide they were there at all. Grieved and starved. Grieved because after 10 years of church planting, shepherding, cultivating deep relationships, and creating spaces for others to develop community among themselves, many of our closest friends had moved away, and we felt alone. Starved because we didn't merely feel alone, we also felt needy. We hungered and thirsted for even a crumb of encouragement or a caring gesture, or perhaps a break from the needs of others in order to experience renewal ourselves. I'd felt the clouds hanging over me for weeks, as had my husband. And for both of us to be discouraged at the same time was unusual. The depth to which I'd felt it was also unusual. And I'd waited and prayed for the clouds to pass, but as was made apparent by my uncontainable emotional outburst, I still hadn't been able to fully admit the extent of my pain or how scared I felt, knowing my typically stalwart husband was hurting as well. I didn't want to admit the extent of my pain because, like most people, I want to avoid sadness at all costs. But there was something else, something sinister, laced in the sadness, and I'd known its presence all along. Bitterness and rage were fueling me. I'd tucked this truth in tight, hiding what I didn't want to name and certainly didn't want others to see. I'd called it more acceptable terms like weariness and uncertainty, which gave me permission to retreat from others, hoping even as I retreated that they might notice and laud the amount of service and ministry that had led me to such a point. These terms not only permitted my retreat from people, but also permitted my retreat far from the conviction of God. I convinced myself my primary problem was that I was not setting good boundaries, managing my time well, or saying no often enough. I'd worn myself down doing good, so perhaps I simply needed rest and an appreciative pat on the back. According to my own calculations, I'd done enough to last a long while, and so I set about looking for ways to hoard more of my energy, skills, and time for what mattered most to me. In the name of Jesus, of course. Yet there on the winding road, rain pounding on the glass, I cried over my hungry heart. It became instantly clear that no amount of scheduling, control, rest, or service had fed me, because my sole motivation, this sinister subterranean.